I'm here with John Kabat-Zinn, and we're going to talk about mindfulness and the news. The news, well, almost by definition, the news is bad. You know, we report on a lot of bad things here or a lot of negative things, especially lately with the economy kind of decimated and unemployment so high and the budget deficits and the cuts. And it does kind of get to me, you know, as a reporter. So I was just wondering, as for people who are news consumers and follow the news closely and are very affected by it, how can they cope with that?
Well, if they're very affected by it and very negatively affected by it, then what mindfulness would suggest is that you start to look at that and actually experience how you're being affected by it, how it's affecting your body, how it's affecting the rest of the day. How much of your time are you spending consuming the news? And that's the verb that's often used, is we consume the news, like we eat it up. And it also consumes us, just the way tuberculosis was often called consumption. So it's a certain kind of disease process in a certain way. Why do we have to know? And all of that. And how much do we have to know it? And how much detail? And then why do we repeat it or read three newspapers or read the same newspaper three times or then read it on your iPad and then read it on your iPhone and whatever it is? And maybe if it's really having a negative effect on you, one might actually entertain the notion quite seriously of just for a couple of weeks taking a news fast. Like, you're just not going to do it at all and see what happens. First of all, you'll have so much more time. Second of all, real life still unfolds. I mean, you will still have a full life. And if you are unemployed and you have to find a job, then maybe you won't be so bummed out that all the possibilities seem against you, you know, that you can tap into what's possible independent of what all the experts are saying is possible. That's a hugely powerful field and a way to work with things. So one way is to just cut it out, you know, for a period of time and see how addicted we are to it and what the effect of it is. And often people say, and I had that experience once when I went on retreat right after 9/11, and I was on retreat for 6 weeks. No newspaper, no radio, no nothing. I was just meditating and sitting and walking all the time for 6 weeks. And when I came out, like, we were at war in Afghanistan and this and that and everything else. But the fact of the matter is that if you actually do a news fast for any stretch of time, you realize the French have this saying, it's quite old, plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. The more things change, the more they're the same. You can miss 6 weeks of the news, and it's like almost any 6 weeks of the news will replace any other 6 weeks of the news. The same maniacs are saying the same stupid things over and over and over again, and they're being decoded by all the pundits, and everybody's got something to say, and a lot of it is just empty, just totally empty. And the good news that there is in the newspaper, well, that often, as you say, doesn't get much time, much airtime. There's an enormous amount of good news as well. You could start to actually select only reading some of the good things that are happening or emphasizing them. And the other thing to do, aside from a news fast, is to just bring mindfulness to reading the newspaper or listening to the news on NPR or whatever it is that you're listening to, and noticing how easy it is to get addicted to it and how passive a process it is and how in some sense disempowering. And then that awareness is actually itself empowering, and how you choose to be in relationship to it is part of course, just the repertoire of life decisions that each of us has to make moment by moment and day by day. And a lot of them, I mean, I bought a newspaper this morning to, you know, get on the BART. I knew I was coming here, the New York Times, of course. And at a certain point, I just left it. I left it on the BART because I wanted to walk down the street without a newspaper under my arms. I wanted to not, like, go to it again if I had 10 minutes to, quote, unquote, kill. Because, yeah, I have 10 minutes to kill. You don't have 10 minutes to kill. No one has 10 minutes to kill because those moments are irretrievable, and they're your life in those 10 minutes. So how about feeling the air as you walk down the street? How about noticing the light? How about noticing the quality of, you know, emotion on other people's faces or whatever it is, or the buildings in the neighborhood you happen to be in if you're in the city, which I am today because it's San Francisco. And in that way, all of a sudden, you're reclaiming moments of your life as opposed to, in some sense, if you don't mind my putting it this way, pissing them away by absorbing yourself in something that has no direct relationship to your life at all.
You mentioned about being empowered. One thing I find, you know, when I read the news is I get so upset because I feel completely powerless, that I have no control over these world-changing events that actually can affect my life. And that makes me frustrated and mad.
I sympathize with that. I understand that. And it can be quite depressing or anxiety-producing. But it, for the most part, it doesn't lead to any kind of satisfactory way to take a stand. Sometimes it does. I mean, you know, people go out in the street and they protest when they don't. There's the Occupy movement and everything else. It's people actually saying we are fed up. I got to say, I read the newspaper a lot. I watch, you know, cable news from time to time because I want to see what other people are saying about it. It's like taking the pulse of the nation. And it's not like it tells you exactly what the health of the nation is, but when I can hear people giving very, very different perspectives on things, it reminds me that no one has a monopoly on the truth. And everybody's kind of citing it through a different coordinate system, down a different sort of angle, and it's up to me to kind of synthesize from moment to moment what I think is actually going on in the country. But to a large extent, with the way the country changes or the way the society changes, is when we no longer accept the consensus reality and say, no, I'm a citizen. My reality is going to be the reality, and I'm going to inhabit it, and then I'm going to take action in the social domain to actually exercise my rights of citizenship.